National parks across the country may be off limits to visitors due to the government shutdown, but in the Sierra, it hasn't stopped efforts to recover from the Rim Fire. FM 89's Ezra David Romero reports.
Despite the shutdown of many federally funded programs and departments, a crew of around 50 fire response specialists are still on the job in the Stanislaus National Forest and in Yosemite National Park. Anna Payne is a spokeswoman for the Forest Service.
We have an emergency situation going on, so we have funding for emergency stabilization treatments. We are allowed to continue to work.
A few weeks ago, the team received $300,000 for safety measures, like repairing road signs and felling hazardous burnt trees devastated by the fire. Then on Monday, hours before the government shutdown, the Forest Service allocated another $4 million to help prevent flooding and erosion.
We have a couple of areas where there's sensitive habitat, and if we can help with the natural process of putting that woody debris on the ground to stabilize the soil, that's where the higher priorities where the treatments will be.
She also says anyone living in the fire area pay special attention to the weather as soon as it starts to rain this fall. Firefighters are currently monitoring the last 8% of the blaze still burning in the wilderness areas between Cherry Lake and Hetch Hetchy Reservoir. Full containment is expected by Sunday. So far, the fire has burned over 250,000 acres. The total fire effort has cost over $126 million. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.